The Hockey Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Louisiana, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, and Virginia. From boosted same-game parlays to live in-game odds, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today, bet $100, and get $100 at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET. State restrictions apply.
Everybody, welcome to the Hockey Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. My name is Talon Jenkins. Jordan, we're their hosts. We got Ryan Gilbert and Joel Meyer. Gentlemen, how the hell are we doing tonight?
Doing pretty good. It's a nice Wednesday evening here in Philadelphia, up in the 60s here. Went for a walk earlier. Beautiful day. Kids out playing in the park. People walking their dogs and stuff. It's good sights to see here in Philadelphia as baseball season comes and hockey season comes to an end.
Beautiful day here as well. Finally, the sun is out. Spring is officially started as of yesterday. I forgot about the story. It happened last month, but I totally forgot about it and meant to bring it up here. But I totally forgot about it. But anyway, before work one day, I work in like the downtown east side, Vancouver. It's not a great area, you know, East Hastings, all that. And I go into Tim Hortons to get my coffee, my breakfast sandwich, and this overgrown child is like crying. He's throwing his coffee on the ground, saying, "Give me back my money! Give me back my money!" I have no idea why. And all the East Indian people behind the counter are like, "No, no, no!" And then he literally jumps over the counter, chases them all away. All these poor girls are running by the tables. And then he tries to like break into the cash register saying, "Give me back my money." And then this black guy, he was like way smaller than this dude, but he like picks him up, drags him out. And I open the door and he throws him out. Oh. And then he's like, these two crackheads or enjoyers of drugs, if you want to use the correct term, they start beating the fuck out of him. So this fucking baby, man, that's just the shit we deal with here in the Vancouver area now that everything is legal. Everything is good. Everything's been good for a long time. But there's a lot of mental patients out there. So watch yourself.
Just another normal day in the opioid capital of North America. Eh? Well, I'm doing good. I'm having a better day than that gentleman Joel was talking about. I sympathize. My first job was Tim Hortons, man. I was 15. You saw some crazy shit, so I can only imagine.
I don't know how they can do it. How do you go to work every day knowing that shit like that happens all the time?
Well, I was high as shit, so
that'll help.
Shout out 15-year-old Tal. I'm doing good, man. I gotta be honest, I hate match play. I was watching a bit of golf. All I did was hammer Corey Connor today, and he got it done for me, so that was pretty good. Other than that, man, I've had a nice chill day. I've been playing some Swedish hockey. That's been okay. And just getting my wizard on, baby. Boys were giving me shit before earlier. Well, we're doing it. It's going to be awesome. I'm fired up. I was telling them earlier I got my itinerary for my trip to Portugal coming up, so I'm fired up for that. I'm in a very good mood today. Let's jump right into it, boys. Everybody go check out the Sports Gambling Podcast Network website. That's the place to be, baby. Tons of sports going on. Well, where do we start? March Madness is doing its thing. That's not over yet, right? That's still going on?
Still going.
Oh, yeah, man. We just threw the first couple rounds.
There we go. Well, there's still a bunch of madness to go. NBA playoffs right around the corner. NHL playoffs right around the corner. There's match play going on. That sucks. We got a couple good golf tournaments coming up later within the next upcoming weeks, including the Masters, baby. What else is going on? USFL kicks off soon. XFL is doing its thing. Baseball, World Baseball Championship. What's going on there? World Baseball Classic. Is that done?
That is done. Shohei Ohtani struck out his teammate and other best player in the world, Mike Trout, on three swinging strikes, which is been pretty rare to win that game. Was a 3-2 instant classic there. Very exciting. I was saying last night Joel's not gonna be able to listen to me talking about baseball for a bit, but yeah, it was good lead in to the season.
That's cool. So with that, like hockey terms, would that be like, I don't know, like Kucherov like ripping one and down and Vasilevsky in overtime or something?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
except for the fact that they're both Russian.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Yeah. Stamkos then, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, something right. Like that.
That's pretty cool, though. That's good. That's cool. That's good. You know, I'm sure a lot of people enjoy it. That's good for the sport. I wish we had something like that, but we don't.
Exactly.
Yeah. Fucking NHL. I need to go to the Olympics, man. Or at least put on a World Cup of Hockey again.
Oh, that, that three-on-three league is coming to Philadelphia.
Oh, fuck off. Oh. Three-on-three. That's not hockey.
I haven't even heard about that. We'll have to do some digging. Tons of other stuff going on, though, in the world of sports. So maybe MMA, F1's doing its thing. NASCAR's doing its thing. Tons of good stuff. You can find all the information at the Sports Gambling Podcast Network website. That's the place to be, baby. Read the articles. A lot of effort goes into that. A lot of people are killing it. There's some good stuff in there. Makes for a fine read. If you're at work, you're trying to kill some time, fucking read a couple articles, bro. And listen to the other shows. Tons of good stuff going on. Ryan's Fantasy Baseball Podcast with him and Blake. They're killing it. Baseball Money is Fake. Be sure to go check that out. Tons of other good shows, man. So go to the website, sportsgamblingpodcasteric.com. Check that shit out. And as well, shout out to all our friends and pals in the Discord. Discord's always popping off, baby. I feel like every time we sign in, there's new faces. I know what we say it all the time, new faces and all this shit, but there literally is. And everybody's having a great time, man. Everybody's making lots of money. Good support system, baby. So shout out to all of our friends and pals in the Discord. If you're not in the Discord, you're not making money.
And of course, make sure you are subscribed to the Hockey Gambling Podcast feed on Apple, Spotify, or listen to your podcast, and turn on those auto downloads. You get the episodes as soon as we publish. Get the bets in before the lines move overnight. And make sure you leave a 5-star rating and review on Apple, sg.pn/hockey, or a 5-star review on Spotify, sg.pn/hockeys. You can always write us on Twitter as well at hockeysgpn. Yeah, so do all those things.
All right, we're going to move into our lock dogs and totals from last show here. A bit of a tough go for the boys. You know, I think collectively we've all been killing it the past, you know, 3 or 4 shows. You're bound to have a bit of a stinker here, and that's what happened. Ryan went 2-1. He's up 0.41 units. Julie went 1-2. He's down 1.6 units. And I went 1-2 as well, down 1.9 units. Rad guy, kick us off here, buddy.
Yeah, my lock here, it was looking good. I bet against my Hurricanes. I had the Rangers minus 110. I think they were up 2-1 pretty late. Not late in the third period, but in the third period. They ended up losing 3-2, I believe.
It was like 1-0 for a while, and then it was the Canes tied it, and then the Rangers scored, and then the Canes scored immediately after that. So like 3 goals in like a minute there.
Oh, yes. Halfway through the third, I'm saying Canes tied it, Rangers took the lead, Canes tied it, and then 2:30 left. Tuukka Teravainen scored the game winner there. So I'd bet the Rangers again, minus 110. Coin flip game at home. Loved it. My dog, the Wild, plus 150. Thought maybe that was a trap line there in New Jersey. But Matt Boldy beat the buzzer in overtime to give me the win there, plus 150.
Fucking bullshit. Bullshit. The refs missed like fucking 3 calls, like one at the end of the regulation and like 2 in overtime. Jack Hughes missed, hit the post. And then fucking Matt Boldy went down like on dead legs. Like they were absolutely tired and wasted. And he was like struggling down there like a turtle before he beat Vanacek there. That was a lucky win, man.
Make sure you check out the Refs Are Terrorist shirt in the SGPN store.
Hell yeah.
And then my total is the Panthers Flyers over 6.5 minus 110. The Flyers ended up putting most goals there. 6-3 final for the Fly guys. So 2-1, still plus 0.4 units.
As you can tell, I was pretty bitter over last night. A bunch of bad beats, including I had the Devils in that game. Terrible shit. My lock was the Blues. Similar kind of situation. They lost to the Red Wings in a shootout. Fuck the shootout. It was I also got fucked because I thought the Binnington would be in the game because he served his suspension. Mm-hmm. But it turns out it was this other fucking Joel Muppet in that Joel Hofer. And he did not do too well. So, yeah, they lost to the Red Wings. My dog, though, cracking money against the Stars. They were up 4-2 for a bit in the third period, and then the Stars managed to tie it. I thought the Stars won. We if you listened to the last podcast, you heard us crying about it live. But the apps were wrong, and the Stars did not score, and then the Kraken did score a couple minutes later. So that one was that one wiped out the Blues loss. My total, though, Knights, Canucks, under 6.5. Knights were lucky as fuck, man. The Canucks turned the puck over terribly in the first period, giving a couple cheap goals. They were the much better team in that one, and I think they went in 4-3, so, or 4 or 5-3, I don't remember, but either way, that one lost too.
All right, for my lock, I had the Bruins on the puck line at minus 120 versus the Spicy Sens. I guess that's what we're calling them now. 2-1 game for Boston. Unfortunately, they didn't get it done for me. It looks like, I didn't watch it, man, but it looks like the Sens might have outplayed them a little bit just based off shots on goal total. That could be wrong, though. That stat can be
no,
a little...
No, you're right. I had the Sens at like plus 257, and they were in that game all the way. They were much better in that game than against the Pens. But yeah, still a bad beat when you're leading 2-1 there without that empty net chance.
At that point, that's all you're banking on, right? But hey, what can you do? You win some, you lose them. For my dog, though, Vegas Golden Knights regulation plus 110 against the Canucks here. I think they were up like 4-2 going into the third period. Vancouver got one, I think, about like 10 minutes through, kept it close. Joey just talked about it, so I'm not going to go too big. I'm listening. Look at that.
Oh, look at you.
I know.
It's a new talent.
I know. Whole new leaf here, boys. But yeah, that ended up winning plus 110, so we'll take that at least for my dog. And then my total, Columbus, Washington, under 6.5, minus 110. This is probably the shittiest bet of the year. This game was a fucking goal fest. I think it was like, what, 3-1 or 4-1 after the first period. I just thought that these teams aren't going to score. I think it was a 7-6 final, so at the under 6.5, and they scored 13. What can you do? So that sucked. But hey, way she goes, boys.
He meant the under 16.5.
Yeah, exactly.
all under, yeah. Okay. All right. WynnBET is the official online sportsbook of the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. WynnBET is now active in Massachusetts and tons of other states. Be on the lookout for the WynnBET Win Hour each Thursday from 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. During WynnBET Win Hour, marquee games of the week will have better odds on WynnBET, giving you a larger payout opportunity. And March Madness is here. So many ways to bet on the big dance. Sign up today to receive a special offer. Bet $100, get $100, limited to state availability. And of course, for our DGens only, if you're the biggest long shot parlay of the week, you get $1,000 free credit. There's something to choose from. All you have to do is head over to winbet.com or download the WynnBET app. Offer subject to change. Terms and conditions at winbet.com. Must be 21 or older and present in the state where play through WynnBET is available. If you or somebody you know is a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. The SGP guys are going to be hosting a Final Four watch party at the historic Ice House in Pasadena, California. It's Saturday, April 1st at 7:30 p.m. Get all the details at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/icehouse. Looking to hang out with Sean and Ryan at Stadium Swim and watch his biggest golf tournament in the world? You can win a three-night stay at Circa Las Vegas to hang with the guys. The contest is completely free to enter. Just go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/golfparty. And if you don't win the contest, you can still get a discount on a room using promo code SGP15.
All right, guys, we got a 12-game slate set here for Thursday, March 23rd. Speaking of the big dance, we got a big dance on Thursday, baby. Gentlemen, ready to rock and roll or what?
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah. All right, kicking things off. First game on the docket. Why the hell is this at 6:30? Ryan, maybe you could shed some light into this. This is weird. First game on the docket at the 6:30 p.m. time slot. Don't say 7. It's at 6:30. Minnesota Wild against the Philadelphia Flyers. Game itself is in Philadelphia. Minnesota on the money line sitting at minus 155. Philly on the money line at plus 135. Over under set at 6. Overpaying off plus 100. The under minus 120. Ryan, kick us off here, buddy. What's going on? Why the hell is this game at 6:30? And what the hell is going to happen in this game?
I have absolutely no idea why this game is at 6:30. I saw this the other night. I have no idea, but no matter when it starts, I think you gotta like the Wild here. The Wild are just simply the better team. They're playing some pretty good hockey right now without their best player. They've won 2 in a row, 3 of the last 4, 7 of the past 10. The losses were one loss to Boston, other loss was to Arizona, but that was in Mullet Arena on a back-to-back. So
might as well be Boston if that's the case.
And Mullet Magic worked against them. Other loss was 1-0 in a shootout against Calgary. So I think they can shut down this Flyers suddenly very hot offense here and keep, not necessarily keep it under here, but I do love the Wild at only minus 155.
My guess is that unlike other pussy-ass teams, the Philly guys, they only need a few hours to get their tailgate drunk going. So they don't need that that 7 o'clock time to get fully loaded. that's my best guess anyway, better than what you guys came up with anyway. For this game, though, I got the Wild at minus 186 here. So I absolutely love them to win this game. The Flyers are they're playing better lately. They are on a good streak here. Even when they lost against the Hurricanes, they outplayed them. They just beat the Panthers on the back-to-back fairly comfortably. So yeah, you can see why the line is a bit short here, but I don't care. The Wild are still the much better team, and I like them to control this game, play good defense, and score a few goals. Maybe even Ryan Reeves will get one. The total though is a mystery to me. It seems fairly priced. I mean, the Flyers are playing some over games, of course. And the Wild are, who knows what they're going to get in terms of their offense. So no play on the total, but I love the Wild at minus 155.
Yeah, for myself here, first of all, I think it's at 6:30 because them cheesesteak things maybe close at 10 o'clock and maybe you got to give these drunken buffoons some time to get out of the Wells Fargo Arena or whatever the fuck it's called there and go get themselves some fire up some Philly cheesesteaks. I don't know. Maybe Ryan can confirm or deny that.
You can get a good cheesesteak 24/7 in Philadelphia.
Okay. Well, that's good to know, I suppose. Now I'm taking Minnesota the money line here. How do you absolutely not? You guys touched on it. They're definitely the better team here. On pretty decent road team too. 19-11-5. They've been, I don't want to say an absolute heater lately, but they've been picking up a lot of points. Ryan touched on the losses they did have. Boston, Arizona in Arizona, which might as well be Boston, like I said. So yeah, this is a good Philadelphia team. They don't even have Kaprizov firing. He's not even playing, but they're still putting up numbers, man. That Philip Gustafson, if he plays, this kid's been sick, dude. 18-9-5 record, 2.04 goals against average, and a .932 save percentage. I don't know why we're not talking about this. I know like it's a 1-2 with him and Fleury and shit, but this kid's putting up numbers, man. That's good to see. So I love Minnesota in this game, minus 155. I'm kind of a Jolie. I don't really love a play over-under, but I'll take the under here. You know Torch is going to have the boys firing up on a Thursday night in Philadelphia, and if the goaltending for Winnipeg or for Minnesota, rather, is holding up, then yeah, the under six, I'll ride with that. Why not?
The Senators had a great offseason, but they're their crucial mistake was letting Gustafsson go because clearly he's better than the Sens goalies right now. And if they had kept Gustafsson, they'd be in the playoffs right now, I'm pretty sure.
Because didn't like, so like Talbot was a free agent and he was with Ottawa and then signed with Minnesota, but didn't Minnesota like trade for Gustafsson? So it was almost like a one for one, but not really. I don't know. Just kind of a switch, but the same place.
Yeah, whatever. Bad deal though. I would rather have Gustafsson than Talbot, that's for sure.
I agree. All right. Oh, moving down to 7 p.m. time.
I think I figured out the 6:30 mystery here.
What do we got?
The game's on ESPN, so it's clearly for TV, but it's more so because the other ESPN game starts at 9, Penguin Stars. It's probably to eliminate or minimize overlap there.
Well, that's kind of boring.
So not as fun as not being able to.
Our theories were much better.
So, yeah. Just
edit this part out. Edit this part out.
Cheesesteaks. All right, moving on to 7 p.m. here. We got the Montreal Canadiens against the Boston Bruins. Game itself is in Boston. We got a rivalry game here. Not much of a rivalry the way the teams are playing, though. Montreal on the money line at plus 330. Boston on the money line, minus 410. Big home favorites for the Bruins of the Garden. What do you expect? Bruins on the puck line sitting at minus 150. Over-under is 6.5. Overpaid off minus 110. The under, minus 110 as well. Boys, I'm going back to the well. Bruins fucked me over a little bit on that puck line bet, but how do you not take them here, man? This team's playing in the Garden. They love beating the absolute shit out of Atlantic teams. I hope they're going to do it again. You know what? I got fucked last time, but you got to do it. You got to do it. Give me the Bruins on the puck line. Also, give me the Bruins, maybe a team total as far as over-under goes here. Montreal's getting scored on a lot, bro. They're 27th in the league when it comes to goals against, averaging 3.69 against per game. And I feel like after that kind of tight game against Ottawa, the Bruins kind of want to come out swinging here, especially at home. So give me the over, give me the Bruins team total over, and give me the Bruins on the fucking puck line, baby.
Yeah. This one's tough here because I do think the Bruins are gonna win this game by multiple goals, but I don't know if I believe it enough to lay minus 150 on the puck line. Maybe I'll look for a Canadiens plus 2.5 if it gets to that at a reasonable minus 120. They tend to be playing closer games, as do the Bruins, as we saw just 2-1 against the Senators there on Tuesday. So that'd be my lean on the side, and then just a similar just a lean on the under. I think There's enough there where it can stay under 6.5.
My line for this one is minus 488 for the Bruins. So at minus 410, you got to be leaning that way. But at the same time, it is still a rivalry game. The Canadiens still hate the Bruins and all that. So it's tempting there with the Canadiens, but I'm not going to pull the trigger. I need that to go up substantially before I find something there. But I'm also not doing anything with Boston here. It's just I should be, man. We every time I say this, like the Bruins, you're paying a tax to back them, but it's not a tax if they continue to fucking win every fucking game. So yeah, I mean, if anything, I guess you'd either Boston puck line at this number, but I'm still scared because
scared get a dog.
Yeah, it's a good rivalry game. I think that the Canadians have a shot here. So I don't want to lay that big number with the Bruins, even on the puck line. But I do lean to the over, though. I'm unlike you guys, over 6.5 here. I think the Canadians can score a couple goals at least, and the Bruins are, they can score 5 or 6 any given night. I know that their goaltending has been excellent, but the Canadians are also they've been hot in terms of their goal scoring lately. That's all they seem to do is score goals. They get scored on a lot, but they're still feisty the other way. So if anything, I would take the over 6.5 in this game at this point. But I guess I have to lean to the Bruins given the current numbers here.
All right, heading down to the 7 p.m. time slot again. We got a repeat of a game we just saw. A little bit of that going on in this slate. We got the New York Rangers against the Carolina Hurricanes. Game itself is in Carolina. New York on the money line sitting at plus 125. Carolina on the money line at minus 145. Over-under sitting at 6. Overpaying off plus 100. The under minus 120. I was on the Rangers last game. Kind of pooched. I thought they were going to get it done, man. I don't know. That was kind of a shit show. But what can you do? You know what, though? I overlooked one important stat, and this is a stat that I hang my fucking hat on and I live and die by. Boys, say it with me. Division games matter. Canes on the division record this year, 18-5-1. Rangers, 11-8-2. I got to just smarten up and trust my gut. I got to go with the Canes. Joely's got his numbers, his fucking algorithm that he made or whatever. Ryan does stats and shit. I go by one simple rule, and it's division games. So I'm taking the Canes at home here, minus 145. They did win 3-2. They're 24-8-2 at home. New York's good on the road, though, 28-6. Realistically, either team could win this game here, but I got to go with Carolina. As far as over-under goes, you know, everything we saw last night or last game, I'm taking the under here, man. We got Shesterkin and Anderson going at it. Why the hell not? Two good goalies. Not really. Maybe they haven't had the best years, but they have the talent in there. So the under 6, minus 120. And Carolina on the money line at home, baby.
Yeah, I also took the Rangers last time. They were my lock. They screwed me. But I'm going to take them here as a dog, plus 125. They're pretty much as good away from home as they are. 28-6 on the road. 21-12-4 at home. So pretty much equal there. I think they should have won on Tuesday. And it's tough to beat the same team twice. I know that's a cliche there, but especially a Rangers team with Shesterkin and with the talent they have after the deadline and with the Hurricanes injury. So pretty much same analysis as the other night. So yeah, Rangers plus 125. And I will lean to the under here at minus 120 as well.
Yeah, the algorithm has the Canes at minus 118 here only. So give me the Rangers as well. I'd like them to come back in this game. They were in that game all the way the other night. So yeah, plus 125 for the Rangers. That's the way I'm looking. Kind of like the under 6 too. I mean, it was a 3-2 final, but it's hard to imagine that game going over unless the Rangers scored like a miracle equalizer there. So yeah, I like the under 6. I like the Rangers in this game. Rangers are playing very, very well. The Hurricanes are slumping a bit. I mean, like I said, they were outplayed by the Flyers the other night, and then they didn't dominate the Rangers in that kind of half lucky win. So yeah, I'll give me the Rangers here. Give me the under.
All right, here, moving down to the 7 p.m. time slot again. We got the St. Louis Blues against the Detroit Red Wings. Game itself is in Detroit. Another game we just saw. St. Louis on the money line sitting at plus 115. Detroit on the money line minus 135. Over-under sitting at 6.5. Over at plus 100. The under minus 120. I don't know, man. Like,
flip another coin.
I know. I was thinking of doing it. No, you know what it is? If Binnington's back and playing this game, like, with Jordan Binnington in net, the Blues should win this game. Am I crazy for saying that? I don't think so. I'm going to take the Blues at plus money on the road here, man. Why the hell not? Like, what does Detroit have to play for? What does St. Louis have to play for? This game, this team, this sucks. This just sucks all around. But yeah, I'm just going with the goalie, man. I like Binnington. And it's a Husso revenge game, though. But like, you know who hates fucking Vinny or Vili Husso? Probably Jordan Binnington. So fuck that guy. Let's go, Binner.
Let him fight.
Yeah, knock him out. Win by like 3 goals and beat the fucking shit out of him. So I'm going with the Jordan Binnington beating the shit out of Billy Husso. St. Louis revenge, not even revenge game, just a fuck you game. St. Louis on the money line plus 115. Give me the over here, man. 6.5 plus 100.
I mean, yeah, we just saw this game. I was tempted to the Blues side by Joel there, and it was a bet I made on my own as well. But I'm taking them again here. Blues plus 115, similar to last game. You know, I think they're still the better team or the better value here at at +115. I can't get behind the Red Wings. I know they were much better at home earlier in the year, but now they're under 500, as are the Blues on the road. So I'll take the dog at +115.
Yep, I'm going the same way. I mean, my line is only -1 weight for the Red Wings. So yeah, there's a bit of value for the Blues. That last game though was exactly what I expected. I mean, there was a 2-2 game after the first period after some miserable goaltending, but the expected goals 4, 5, and 5 was fewer than 4 goals. It was like 3.5 goals expected in the game. So love the under there at under 6.5 at +100. Now at -120, I still like the under, especially after them playing each other. You know, there's a bit more familiarity there. So, yeah, give me the under 6.5, -120 for the better bet in this game. But I also like the Blues again. +115, hopefully we get the better goaltender in net. Hopefully Craig Berube, Chief, lets the guy out of his cage and lets him fight and lets him do some good goaltending. Because fuck that other Joel guy. He didn't do shit for me in that shootout. And, yeah, so give me the Blues. Give me the under in this one.
Fuck Joel, bro. We went Blues again, boys. Hell yeah, I love that. Billy Huso looks like a pussy. I'm sorry, I was just looking at a picture of a guy, looks like a bitch. All right, moving down to the 7 p.m. time slot.
Huso.
Billy Puso. I love that. That's unreal. 7 p.m. time slot. We got the Toronto Maple Leafs against the Florida Panthers. Game itself is in Florida. Toronto on the money line sitting at -110. Florida on the money line at -110. We got to pick them here, gentlemen. Over under sitting at 7. Overs paying off -115. The under is -105 here. Matt Murray should get the start here. I believe Samsonov is out expecting the birth of his child, so he's chilling with his wife in Toronto. Oh, fuck, dude. Florida is so sick at home. They're 21-10-4 on the year. Their division record is 13-4-2, but I can't bet against my team, so I'm not picking a side here. Wink, wink, nod, nod. I think you know which way to bet. As far as over-under here goes, it is at 7. I don't know, man. Like, I feel like the Leafs are they not that bad of a defensive team. Yeah, they laid an egg. Getting blown out 7-2 by the Islanders the other night. You know, that's just a throw-the-tape-away game, though, if you ask me. That shit's going to happen to everybody. You're going to give me 7 points with the Toronto Maple Leaf game. I'm going to be betting the under here, man. Hopefully Murdog can come up. We got the Murdog against the Sergdog and Sergei Bobrovsky. I don't know. I'm taking the under, and I'm not taking a side. Wink, wink. Nod, nod.
Yeah, the Cats here at home are 21-10-4, as Talon said. Pick them here against the Leafs, who are just barely above 500 on the road. Yeah, give me the Panthers here.
Whoa.
-110.
17-12-4 on the road. What the fuck are you talking about?
That's 17 wins and 16 losses.
Oh, my God. OT's got to count for something here.
They lost the game on the money line.
Get the fuck out of here.
I agree. Simplify. Keep those OT records intact. I agree with Ryan in this one. I don't like that. 17-2-4-1-2-3-4.
Fuck these, both you
the
guys.
OT and the shootout losses included. I don't like it. I don't like it. But if you ask me, we should go back to the days of win, loss, draw, and fuck the overtime altogether.
All right. Nevertheless, yeah, Panthers -110. They're good at home. Leafs coming off that awful loss on Long Island there. I was backing them then. I got to go against them here. But I would probably lean to the under. I can't bet on these teams getting 8 goals. And I do like the game to go to overtime if you can get it probably +300, +330, whatever, in that range.
I would love the over here if Samsonov was playing, given his road record. He is much better at home than on the road. But, if Matt Murray's in there, he's not as good of a goalie this year, but his road record isn't as bad as Samsonov. So, yeah, the over here is still a lean, though, given that the Leafs, I don't know, they're still struggling to find the right deep pairings. They keep mixing and matching, and their offense is still clicking, though, especially on the power play. And the Panthers can't defend, and then they have one of the best offenses in the league. So that's why the total is 7, but it's hard to go over 7. So it's just a slight lean there. My line is Leafs -104. So, this game is pretty much a pass, except that, you know, Keith came out against his team there a little bit. You know, he accused them of not getting up for that game against the Islanders. The Islanders needed it more and all that. So maybe they respond after a 7-2 beating there in Long Island, and the Panthers came off of a little road trip, not a big road trip, not a major time zone road trip, but it's still a road trip. So Leafs could come down here and win this game. That just two leans here for me. We're leaning Leafs, and we're leaning over.
There was no underdog in that game, both at -110, but there is underdog fantasy. Underdog fantasy is heating up for March Madness. College Pick'em is a great way to get in on the action, especially if your bracket is busted after the first weekend. Plus, Underdog Fantasy has your favorite college basketball player props. Head over to underdogfantasy.com and use promo code SGPN for 100% deposit bonus up to $100. That's underdogfantasy.com, promo code SGPN.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The way that you started that ad made me think that you're coming at me like I said something wrong. Look the fuck there was no you. Underdog in that game.
Yeah, what are you talking about, you dumb piece of shit? all right, moving down to the 7 p.m. time slot here. We got the Tampa Bay Lightning against the Ottawa Senators. Game itself is in Ottawa. Tampa Bay on the money line sitting at -145. Sens on the money line at +125. Over-under is a 6.5. Overpaying off -120. The under +100 here. Boys. We're getting spicy in this game. I'm taking the Sennies at home, baby. His home dogs +125. Steve's home record has been awesome this year. 19-3-3. Oh, maybe just a little bit over 500, though. So, the division record's 12-7-1, so still pretty kick-ass. They're getting it done here. Tampa's the better team, let's face it. The Tampa Lightning should win this game. But on the road, 17-17-1, not that great. We know that this Bolts team hasn't really been the Bolts team of old as of late. Not to say that they don't have it in them. Of course, they do with any given night. Vasilevsky's an animal. He can independently win a game on his own. But I think there's some value here. But the Sens as home dogs +125. I'll be all over that, especially after that big game against Boston. Over-under here. I'm looking at the under 6.5, man, +100. That's Sogard's been playing well. I don't know if he's going to be playing or not, but his numbers for the year don't really look too good, but his last numbers the past couple games have been fine. And then you got Vasilevsky, man. So under 6.5, and give me the Sens +125. Sorry, Joel, that's your game. I should have thrown it to you. My bad.
My game, yeah. The Lightning and the Senators all over this one. With the Lightning here, they just got a... another brutal loss against the Canadiens, a team that they beat in the Stanley Cup Finals a couple of years ago. I think that they can respond after that loss here. I know that the Lightning are playing terribly, especially on the road, but the Senators are, yeah, they're leaking oil. They're not exactly up for this one. I don't think that they'll put in their 100% effort, whereas the Lightning. I mean, they got to get something going, right? That you just got to back on that. My line is -155 here for the Lightning. So I got to do it here. I got to take the Lightning here. I don't think that the Senators can keep up with them after that loss. But I also like the over 6.5 here, too, given the fact that the Lightning still can't defend, still can't goaltend, and the Senators' power play is still legit. And the Lightning penalty kill is definitely the weaker of their special teams. So I like the over here. I like the Lightning to get it done. Bounce back. They usually do good at that. They don't typically lose multiple games in a row. So, well, I like the Lightning here. Fuck it.
Yeah, I'm going back and forth on this game. I think they're if the line moves a little bit either way, there's definitely value on both sides. But I do like the Sens here at +125. Just going at that division record. The Lightning are 11-9-1, so only barely over 500 there at 11-10. And hell the yeah, Sens right. are 12-7-1, so 12-8. A little better at home. Lightning are a little worse on the road. So I'll take the value at +125 at this price.
My man. All right, moving down to the 7 p.m. time slot here. We got the Chicago Blackhawks against Washington Capitals. Game itself is in Washington. Chicago on the money line sitting at +205. Washington on the money line -245. Big home favorites. Washington the puck line at +110. Over under is a 6.5. Over sitting at +105. The under -125. Caps have lost 3 in a row. Chicago's lost 2 in a row. Chicago sucks. Caps have been shit. I don't know, man. Like, I got to take the value here. Give me Chicago plus 205. There's nothing that makes me want to bet either one of these teams. I will not be betting either one of these teams. But if you had to, fuck it. Why not go with my boy Peter Mrazek in the block or in the Blackhawks here? As far as over under, I'm thinking the over 6.5, man, plus 105. After betting that under that Washington game at 6.5 versus Columbus and then being 13 goals, there's no way in hell I'm taking the under in this game. Give me the over.
Absolutely. I'm taking the over as well. The Caps have just been playing straight over games the past 5 or 6 games there. And, you know, Chicago can score too, despite being shut out by the Avs there. They scored 6 against Boston last week. So two teams that can score, two teams that are out of the race, should be some open hockey here. So, yeah, I would lean to the dog just for the value, but I do like the over 6.5 plus 105.
Yeah, I'm pretty close to betting the Blackhawks here, but I think the line will increase a little bit. My line is only minus 186 for the Capitals, so give me the Blackhawks plus 205. I think they can continue to be a spicy dog here. They continue to fuck teams up. Capitals, they got no interest in winning these games, really, other than player pride and all that. But Rasmus Sandin has not had a good go since we've been inflating his tires. A couple of weeks back, he's decreased his stock substantially. But that's what happens when you have a player who is a seventh defenseman, sixth defenseman playing first pairing minutes for a team. So yeah, give me the Blackhawks here plus 205. I don't believe that the Capitals should be minus 245. They're not that much better than the Blackhawks, even though Blackhawks. They don't have a lot of talent left, but they're still playing hard. They're still in these games. So, yeah, plus 205 is a good number for me. For the total, I have no fucking clue. The Capitals historically have been playing better under games, but lately more over games. And we like Talon said there, they just played that 6-6 game. So, fuck the total. Give me the Blackhawks.
All right, quickly on that Sandin thing. If you're a Caps fan here, just know you do have a guy. The team's not playing great. He's not ready for top two or top one pairing or whatever, but you got a guy there. So don't be too hard on my boy Rasmus. And yeah, boys, we're all riding the Blackcock. You got to love it. Eh? Let's fucking go. moving down to the 8 p.m. time slot here. We got the Seattle Kraken against the Nashville Predators. Game itself is in Nashville. Seattle on the money line sitting at minus 135. Nashville on the money line plus 115. Over-under is a 6. Overpaying off minus 120. The under plus 100. Mr. Meyer, you got no affiliation to this game here, but I'm throwing it to you to make up for it, baby. What have you got, Julie?
Yeah, I double checked to see that this was my lock, seeing as on the show sheet here, it's throwing it to me. But this I'll pull a Ryan here. I bet the Kraken minus 106. This line is all the way up to minus 135. That's closer to what it should be. My line is minus 146, though, so I'm still liking the Kraken here. I don't believe in the Predators. They beat the Sabres to shit the other night, 7-2, I think, 6-3, something like that. But the Sabres are absolutely miserable now. I don't think that's a truly legit win. And the Predators are still missing a lot of players. Josi could be back for this game, but he's still dealing with something. Of course, they're still missing a bunch of players. They lost players at the trade deadline. Who knows if Philip Forsberg's back? I didn't look if he played the last game, but probably not, because it seems like he's been day to day for like 2 years. I'm not expecting him to play this one. And the Kraken continue to be a great road team. So minus 135, I think, is still cheap for the Kraken here. And give me the over 6, minus 120. Saros is not himself. Defense is in shambles, especially without Ekholm now. So yeah, give me the Kraken. Give me the over.
Yeah, in typical fashion, I did bet the Kraken at a minus 122. This is up to minus 135. I'd still bet them here. I don't trust the Predators at all. Forsberg is still out, I believe. I think Josi will probably miss this game, because why would he play? At this point, they should just tank and not go for the playoffs. So I like the Kraken here.
The Jets continue to fuck things up. Why not go for the playoffs?
Right?
They're still in it. Mm-hmm. They still have the best points to percentage between the Flames and the Jets.
That's insane, yo.
I know.
The Predators could be... That race for the top seed in the West should be good then.
Because nobody wants it. Nobody wants to make the playoffs in the West.
that's going to be an easy...
Jets barely beat the Coyotes last night.
right, but yeah, this game, give me the Kraken minus 135 still. Don't believe in the Predators whatsoever. I think the Kraken at least have something there as long as their goaltending can hold up, which is also why I do lean to the over six at minus 120. I think two teams that can score and don't have good defenses.
Okay, for myself here, fuck. Preds have been good to me lately, boys, but you got to go with Seattle on this game here. Like you said, I don't even know what to make of this Nashville team. They got a lot to play for. They're still pushing. They've been good at home, 17-12-4. But Seattle's been they've been a road fucking killer, bro. 23-9-3 this year. They've been absolutely unreal on the road. I don't love it. I want to flip-flop a little bit. Trust your gut. I'm flip-flopping. Give me the Preds at home. Maybe UC Saros shows up here. Oh, fuck. Do I flip-flop back? No, I'm sticking with it. No, I can't. Fuck Philip Grubauer. Fuck Martin Jones. Give me the Preds here. Plus 115 is home dogs. I see them getting it done. They got a lot to play for here. I guess you could say the same thing about the Kraken, too. Yeah, man. I don't know. I see Nashville showing up for this game. I know Yossi's out. That sucks. I want him to come back. I want him to play, but I want to see the Preds do well. They got an awesome fan base there, man. Nashville is a hell of a city too. I think they can get it done here. I think this game is a lot closer than what the odds actually say. So if you're going to give me Nashville on the money line at plus 115, my line, I'm going to pull Joel. My line here is minus 105. So I'm going to have to take Nashville on the money line. As far as over under goes, give me the over, boy. I got a feeling there's going to be some goals and these goalies are going to suck. But hey, give me the Preds. I'm flip-flopping and give me the over.
You hear that? That's me crossing off Nashville as a consensus play.
You mean Seattle?
Seattle, yeah.
I'm sorry.
I wish about telling straight up there with his line there. I could have got a minus 105 instead of minus 106.
You still can. I'll be a bookie.
All right, that's good. I'll double down.
All right, well, e-transfer it up, whatever you want. We'll talk about that. Moving down to the 9 p.m. time slot here. We got the Vegas Golden Knights against the Calgary Flames. Gabe and Selvas in Calgary. Vegas on the money line at plus 115. Calgary on the money line at minus 135. Over unders is 6.5. Over sitting at plus 100. The under minus 120 here. Boys, Johnny Quick's making saves, bro. I know his numbers are a little ugly, but this guy's making fucking saves when you watch it. I absolutely love it. He's on a bit of a revenge tour here. You love to see it. I talked about it a few shows ago. I'm in on the Knights. I'm in on this fucking Knights team. My boy Jack Eichel did nothing last game, but they still managed to get the win 4-3. I think the final was against Vancouver. And Calgary just gets scored on, bro. That's all they do. They just fucking let goals in. They can't get together between Markstrom and Vladar. This team's a fucking mess. Huberdeau might as well be invisible. Kadri, compared to the year he had last year, what the hell is going on here, man? You look at the guys that are scoring, like, it's like Backlund and, like, fucking shit. Where's Toffoli? Where's fucking Lindholm? Where are your guys? You guys are nowhere to be found, right? Like,
Hey, come on, man. Lindholm's been good. Toffoli's been good. It's fucking Huberdeau, the new additions that have been shit. Don't take it out on Lindholm. Is the only one really carrying the team, and Kadri had a great start to the year, but he's fallen off a cliff. Who else has been bad?
Everybody.
Most players, but give me Lindholm, give me Backlund. He's been good. Toffoli's been good, but the rest of the team can suck my dick.
All right, well, it's a Joel suck dick game, so give me the Knights, baby. I'll take the Knights as road dogs plus 115. Why not, man? This team's been popping off. They're trying to get things going for playoffs, which they know they're going to be in. Can't say the same about Calgary. So hell yeah, give me the Knights plus 115 on the road here. I really like them. And then over under over. If Markstrom's playing, fuck, there's going to be 19 goals in this game. It's going to be a fucking 12-7 final or something stupid like that. So give me the over and give me the Knights as road dogs.
Yeah, I love the over here, over 6.5 at plus 100. You're still getting even money for the two teams that have just been straight over teams over the past several games here. In the past 8 meetings, the over is 6-2. So I think I'll continue here with these two teams that can score, not too good goaltending. And for a side, I do probably lean to Vegas here. Plus 115, I think, is too good of a price for this team that's much better than Calgary that just does not find ways to win.
I'm going to do what a lot of people say, and a lot of people I'm going to do what I hate, basically. This is a trap line. Okay, this is a trap line. They're trapping you into the Knights here. Plus 115. Flames just came down to California. They got absolutely crushed by the Kings and then had to go to Anaheim and play their stupid AHL team. But now they're coming back home. The Knights are going to be waiting there. They got the better rest advantage and all that shit, travel stuff. And at the minus 135 for the Flames, a team that are well behind the Knights in terms of the playoffs and all that. Sure, you could say that they have an advantage in terms of the motivation, whatever. They need to make the playoffs and all that. But I'm going with Flames here. We're going back to the well. The fucking Knights are lucky as shit. I watched most of that Canucks-Knights game. The Knights outplayed most of that game. Like, every fucking road game that they play, they're the worst team. But they managed to come up with these wins. And I don't think that's sustainable. So give me the Flames here. Flames are going to win this game because the Knights' luck is going to run out. And it's going to run out in dramatic fashion. Flames puck line here, baby. Give me the plus money. Flames team total, they're going to win this game. I don't care that they're tired or whatever, coming up from California. Give me the Flames here. For the total, though, I don't know. I don't think that Markstrom's been as bad as Talon's saying, especially lately anyway. But he did get lit up by the Kings the other night, that's for sure. But maybe he can have a bounce back game against the Knights. And I also watched Jonathan Quick. He was not good in that game against the Canucks. He got lucky as fuck, just like this lucky fucking team. I hate this team, man. I'm rekindling the hatred that we had last season for this Knights team, man. The way they've been killing our bets. But it's not going to last forever. So give me the Flames. Yeah, minus 135. I still think that's a good price. My line is minus 128, but I don't care. Minus 135 for the Flames. Let's go.
Didn't know we did a podcast with fucking Admiral Akbar over here.
It's a trap.
Hell yeah. Moving down the downfield time slot here. We got the Pittsburgh Penguins against the Dallas Stars. Game itself is in Dallas. Pittsburgh on the money line is at plus 135. Dallas on the money line at minus 155. The over-under is 6.5. Both over-under paying off minus 110 here. Penguins have lost 4 in a row, boys. Oh, my goodness gracious. What the hell is going on in Pittsburgh? I don't fucking know. You got to go with the Stars here. Am I crazy to say that? Or, like, is this outlandish here? 17-9-9 at home. Penguins are 15-5-5 on the road. So, very human when it comes to road games here. Not firing on any cylinders. Dallas has been not the greatest lately either. But, I mean, like, fuck, you got two, like, medium piles of shit running at each other here. Which medium pile of shit's going to overtake the other medium pile of shit? Although, Stars are still, like, aren't they first in fucking... What is it? They're first in the what division Central? Are they at? First in the Central. Yeah, they're tied with brain fart. They're tied with Minnesota. Let's face it. This should be a Stars win. I'm going to take a minus 155 over under here, over 6.5. I'm seeing Casey DeSmith expected to start. Fucking Dwight Schrute mask motherfucker. Hell no, am I betting that under? No way. Minus 110. Give me the over. Give me the Stars, baby.
Yeah, I do like the Stars here as well. I know they're not too impressive at home, but. Anytime I can fade the Penguins here. And Penguins on a back-to-back after playing in Colorado tonight. We're recording before that game, so we don't know what happens. But imagine going from Mile High to down to Dallas. No rest there. I like the Stars here at home. What's the line? Minus 155. I just don't trust the Penguins whatsoever, losing 4 straight, including 2 to Montreal and Ottawa. So give me Dallas here. They're in a bit of a slump, but I think they bounce back here.
Not seeing a confirmed starter for tonight's game against the Avalanche, so it's a tricky game to call, I guess, in terms of goaltender information. I imagine it'll be DeSmith with Jari getting the start tonight, but who the fuck knows?
I see Jari as probable or confirmed.
Toilet He's emoji. Confirmed. Toilet.
Toilet emoji. There you go. It only took 5 seconds for me to be wrong that one. Grateful for that, Ryan.
According to left wing lock, at least, and just in case.
The left wing is always very accurate.
No. Only wings I trust are Beijing, bro. That's it.
That's right.
Beijing.
Okay, for this game, give me the Stars. Have to do it. My line is minus 165, so at minus 155, I got to lay it. I know the Penguins are desperate and all that, but the Stars do want to win the division still, and they're in a tight race, a very tight race with the Wild and the Avalanche, neck and neck. With each other. Google Sheets here is going wild. I don't know what they're saying, what kind of language they're speaking. But anyway, give me the Stars here at home. Bounce back after that loss against the Kraken. Give me the fucking overtime too. Whatever that line is at.
Yeah.
The
Stars just hell yeah.
They just play overtime games, man. Even if they win, they lose, it's always a fucking overtime game. So at over 3-1, that's the way I'd look for this one. I also like the over 6.5, though, especially if it's DeSmith and net. I know Jari's been bad, but DeSmith has not been good either. So, give me the over 6.5 at the Penguins' offense. Penguins' defense has been terrible. Stars' offense is clicking, but they've also been letting in a bunch of goals, including the Flames and the Kraken the other night. So, give me the over 6.5. I think we could see 7 goals here fairly easily.
All right, moving down to the 10 p.m. time slot here. We got the Winnipeg Jets against Anaheim Ducks. Game itself is in Anaheim. Winnipeg on the money line, sitting at -225. Anaheim on the money line at +190. Jets on the puck line at +150. Over-under sitting at 6. Overpaid on -120. The under +100. Rye guy, what do you got?
+190. +190.
What did I say?
+150.
Oh, shit. I'm fucking. Ryan, what do you got here?
Yeah, I think you have to go with Winnipeg here. -225 is, might be a bit steep for a team that has struggled recently, but it's the Jets. They're the much better team than the Ducks here. Ducks have not been good recently either. They lost 2 of the past 3, 4 of the past 5, whatever. Continue pretty much like that. So, give me the Jets, I guess, on the puck line +115, or maybe just bite the bullet on the money line, because this could go to overtime with how the Jets play, but I'm confident here that the Jets get it done.
Yeah, I'm not thrilled to play the puck line, but you can get the regulation price around -140. That's the route look. I think that they can win like 3-2 game. 2-1 game, even given the Ducks' inability to score. I think they're 31st in the league in terms of the goals for. So, yeah, Hellebuck's been playing better lately. He had a little bad stretch there, but he's been all right now. It's not his fault that the team in front of him can't score. But for this game, I think that the Jets win this game. And I think that the regulation price is the way to play it. Lean to the under 6 at +100. Given the fact that the Ducks can't score. I know it's tough because the Ducks' defense is atrocious, but normally when teams go up like 4-1 or something like that, they lay out the gas and the other team isn't really interested in coming back at them. So I think the under 6 would be my lean, but the stronger play would be the Jets in regulation.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I love that regulation play, man. You can't bet the we had a lot of fun betting the Ducks last year, but you just can't do it this year, man. They've been absolutely terrible. They've mailed it in. Lots of good talent on that team. Don't get me wrong. We talked about it before, but they just suck. And the Jets, they haven't been scoring goals, like Julie said, but you know what? You can still win games without scoring a lot of goals, and this is a prime example to expect that to happen. So the regulation, what do you say, around -140 somewhere? That's probably got to be the best look here. Over-under, again, I got to go with my boys. I got to take the under 6. This team can't score, and then Anaheim just fucking, they're dead Ducks. They're dead, smelly, stinky Ducks. So that's what you get here. Give me the under 6 and give me the Jets in regulation, baby. Okay, moving down to the last game on the slate here. We got the 10 p.m. time slot. We got the San Jose Sharks against the Vancouver Canucks. Hell must have froze over because this game itself is in Vancouver. San Jose on the money line sitting at +140. Vancouver on the money line is at -165. Over-under set 7. Over sitting at +115. The under -135. Mr. Joel Meyer, I don't know why I'm so fired up. What the hell do we got here?
There's a good reason you're fired up, because this is a damn good game. The Sharks and the Orcas. This is a point of contention between myself and one of our listeners here, One Sharp Shark. He's convinced that the shark is the preeminent predator in the oceans, but it is in fact the orca.
Whoa, a couple of weeks. I'm sorry. Is there sharks in the Pacific?
There are sharks everywhere, unfortunately, but not for much longer. I read about this story where a couple orcas named Port and Starboard, they got the dorsal fins, like one's tilted towards the port side, one's tilted towards the starboard side, and they've been like fucking devouring these shark livers and just destroying all these great white sharks outside of South Africa. and Sweden probably. That's why there's no sharks in Sweden.
Orcas. Probably let a bunch of orcas in there, though.
Exactly. So, man, these fucking orcas, man, just takes a couple of them. They'll destroy a whole fucking, I don't know, a herd, a flock of great white sharks. Yeah, schools? Maybe. Yeah, they are mammals. So I guess they're fish. Whales?
What?
Are whales fish? I might be pulling a towel here in terms of my ignorance of nautical knowledge. But anyway, no, whales aren't fish. The fish are separate from mammals. So, no, they're just mammals, man. They're whales. I corrected myself there. Anyway, the point of that story is that the orcas are going to win this game. Minus 165 is a great number. The sharks are giving up. Just like all those losers out there in South Africa, they've given up on their fins. My number is minus 216. I don't know if that's explained by my my superior nautical knowledge, but either way, I love the Canucks in this game. The Sharks are just fuck them, man. They're done. Even when they had the Oilers on the ropes there, they still couldn't seal the deal. Eric Karlsson, man. I mean, he's so good offensively, but that play in overtime burns my mind like. Turns into the offensive zone and lets Darnell Nurse on a breakaway with 10 seconds left to score the goal for the Oilers. Yeah, it's going to be something stupid like that. It's going to be a dumb game. That's why I kind of like the over as well. But more importantly, give me the Canucks, minus 165. Yeah. Absolutely love this bet. They're going to crush the Sharks here, just like Port and Starboard, my boys in South Africa.
It sounds like you just wanted to spread some orca propaganda there, but I do agree with you in this game. I do like the Canucks at minus 165, and I do think it will be something dumb. So I'm looking up the three-way line now for overtime. I imagine it's at least plus 300, sometimes plus 350 up there. I almost have it here. I also do like the over 7, plus 115. These two teams could be a 5-4, 6-5, 7-6 type of game with two teams that, you know, Demko's been better. But both teams can score. Both teams really don't have much to play for. So it should be an over game.
All right. Oh, sorry. What do you got?
I was just going to say the three-way line is plus 359 for overtime.
Are we going for three Sunday best games this slate? That could be enticing. Right? That's going to be like a new high or something. Okay. Yeah, you got to go with the Canucks here, yo. Minus 165, are you kidding me? The Sharks are shit. Jolie touched on it. They're dead in the water, baby. They're flapping around the Sharks.
Dead in the water.
Hell yeah, they are. Sharks are dead in the water. I'll tell you what, I've eaten shark. I've never eaten orcas. And you know what? It's because orcas aren't dumb motherfuckers, and they know how to not get eaten, all right? So you know what? You got to go with the Canucks in this game. They've been firing all cylinders with Rick Tocchet, yo. He's been getting the boys showing up. Maybe it's like a reverse Operation Slapshot where he's gambling on his team again, but this time he's taking them to win. He's getting the boys going. Let's fucking go, Rick Tocchet. Absolutely love to see it. So yeah, give me the Canucks minus 165. As far as over-under goes, I'm going against my boy Ryan here. I kind of see an under here, man. I don't know. Thatcher Demko's been playing fine. I know he had a tough goal the past couple games and shit, but like the Sharks lost 7 in a row. They're not scoring goals. Why can't this be like a 5-1 win or a 4-1 win for Vancouver or something at home here? So give me the Sharks on the money line and the under 7. All right, boys, we're going to move into our lock dogs and totals here. That was a sloppy finish. What a game, eh? Canucks and fucking Sharks. Anyways, lock dogs and totals, current standings here. Ryan's pulling away. He's in first place, 61-51 on the year, up 9.48 units. Attaboy, Ryan guy, absolutely killing it. Joey's in second, 59-53 on the year. He's up 3.68 units. And guess who's back in the fucking red? 57-55, minus 1.12 units. We're coming back swinging hard, though, baby. And then for the overall total, though, come on. We're still fucking killing it. If you're coming at us being like, ooh, your looks are hitting, what the fuck? We'll bet all of our fucking plays here, bud, and then you'd be making money. So why don't you go fucking lick my berries? 177 wins, 159 losses, up 12.04 units. Fucking suck it, everybody. We're killing it, boys. Absolutely killing it. Speaking of killing it, Rye Guy, you're up here, buddy. Up 9 units. Let's see what you can do. Get that number pumping.
Yeah, my lock here is the Stars minus 155 against the Penguins. Just think they're the much better team. And Penguins, just 4-game losing streak, I think that continues there. My dog is the Rangers plus 125 at Carolina. They're my lock last show. They're my dog now. I believe in them here. I think they're the better team. I still think they have the Hurricanes number. They beat
better
them
team.
Three or four.
Talking about? You think the Rangers are better than the Hurricanes?
Right now they are.
I do now. With the injuries that Carolina suffered, I'm with Ryan. I think
you guys are nuts. If you guys are nuts. I'll be making bets with both of you if these guys play in a series.
If the Hurricanes show that they can find some sort of offense without Svechnikov, I will believe in them. But I need to see that first. I need to see more star power from the Hurricanes there. So
how quickly the tides have turned. The Hurricanes were once Ryan's team, and now one injury, and all of a sudden the Rangers are better.
Right now they're playing better. At plus 125.
Put your money where your mouth is. If these guys play in a series, I hope they do now.
I'm with you, Ryan. You don't gotta take this from him, Ryan. Tell him to fuck right off.
We'll let it play out, and the Rangers will beat them. Rangers plus 125. My total here, I'm going Golden Knights, Flames over 6.5 plus 100. Just think both teams, a lot of open hockey there. Not great gold ending.
Well, if anyone heard my rant and foolishness about the Sharks Canucks game, you already know which my lock is going to be. Canucks minus 165 at home against the Sharks. I saw this foolish team play last time they visited here. Granted, that was after the Christmas break and all that, and they got caught in the border. But still, they were absolutely stupid and lost that game comfortably. So I think the same thing can happen here with the Canucks. Minus 165. Canucks are much better right now. Sharks can't win a fucking game. And my dog will be the Lightning regulation, plus 110 against the Senators. I think they could bounce back after a loss against their newish rival here with the Canadiens. And my total will be the Penguin Stars over 6.5, minus 110. Both goalies not playing great. Both offenses still clicking. Both defenses not doing well. So I think we should get some goals that one.
All right. For myself here, for my lock, I'm going with the Minnesota Wild against the Philadelphia Flyers. Minnesota minus 155 here. Let's face it. Minnie's the better team. Philly, fuck Philly. 6:30 p.m. starts. Everybody can go eat some fucking cheesesteaks and fill their fat fucking gullets full of fucking greasy old meat and fucking bread and cheese. Love you, Philly. Yeah. For my dog, Vegas moneyline versus Calgary plus 115. Everybody on Calgary sucks apparently except for Lindholm. And then for my total, Rangers Carolina under 6.5 minus 120. Even though I think Carolina's going to win, New York's clearly the better team, but this is going to be an under game of minus 120 under six. Okay, boys, consensus plays. What have we got here?
We got the Wild minus 155 against the Flyers. We lean St. Louis plus 115 against Detroit.
We went Blues.
Blackhawks Capitals over 6.5 at plus 105. The Blackhawks plus 205 there. Golden Knights Flames over 6.5 plus 100. Stars minus 155. The over in that game, 6.5 minus 110. And then Winnipeg regulation minus 140. I'll co-sign that one.
All right, boys, that pretty much wraps everything up here. I got to burp. Everybody go check out the Sports Gambling Podcast Network website. That's the place to be. There it is. Tons of stuff going on in the world of sports. We got the NBA playoffs right around the corner.
We went from farting to burping.
NHL playoffs are going to be here in about a week and a half or so, maybe less, a bit longer than that, but it's going to be here soon. March Madness is doing its thing. World Baseball Classic's over, but that's okay because the MLB is going to start up soon here. NASCAR is doing its thing. F1's doing its thing. Tons of good shit, man. Obviously, you can find all of that at the Sports Gambling Podcast Network website. That's the place to be, bro. Read the articles, listen to the other shows. There's tons of good effort there. And if you want to be riding those black cocks like your boys with the Hockey Gambling Podcast, you can do so by joining the Discord, getting your ass in the Discord. Discord's going to be absolutely firing off tomorrow night. I can see it right now. Tons of new faces, tons of old familiar faces in there as well. So great to see everybody's making money. We got a good support system. Everybody's having a good time, man. Shout out to all of our friends and pals in the Discord. If you're not in the Discord, you're not making money, baby.
Yeah, make sure you are subscribed to the Hockey Gambling Podcast feed on Apple, Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcast. And if that's on Apple, make sure you leave us a rating review here. Here we have a 2-star review from L96. It doesn't matter. It's okay. Guys are funny and make the room warm. As far as their betting takes, I've been betting opposite of their takes and winning more, especially as of late. I'm not sure why it's that way, but it is. I've lost more by listening than not. So we could either get more shit like that, which goes against our tracked records that were up, what, 12 units on the season overall? So there's a track record there. So, you know, if you just follow all of our plays, you're going to be winning. And that's not even what we promise here. We talk about games. We throw out picks and we have fun here. That's what we do. And
I'm just here for a good time. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So we can have reviews like that, or you guys can go out there and leave some 5-star ratings and reviews on Apple. To search for the Hockey Gambling Podcast, or go to sg.pn/hockey.
You know what?
Where else do you get a podcast that goes from a guy wanted to shit himself and then just outright burping during his deal about Discord?
Plus, so, yeah, you know
it. Yeah, wait till we got next show, bro. I got something special. I got the double whammy coming. No.
You're gonna vomit all over the mic.
I'm gonna be pissing in the mic. I gotta piss so bad right now too. buddy, you know what? You know why buddy's not winning money? Because he's not in the Discord. It's as simple as that. So get in the fucking Discord if you win some fucking money. All right, everybody. My name is Talon Jenkins. You can find me on Twitter at Talon_Jenkins94. Also, my parents are going to Punta Cana. My mom told me to give her a shout out on the show. So Sheila, shout out. Go drop some Molly. Go pop some Molly in Punta Cana because they're going to be staying by all the clubs apparently. So my mom's going to be high as fuck on MDMA twerking. My dad's going to be pounding fucking beers and smoking fucking cigars. So good of my parents. Go get fucked up in Punta Cana, baby.
Shout out Sheila there. And you can follow me on Twitter at rgilbertsop.
What the fuck? That explains a lot. Talon's childhood, his parenthood. That explains why this guy is who he is. We love him, though. Anyway, you'll find me gobbling up shark livers with my boys, Port and Starport. Tomorrow night, Canucks are going to devour the fucking sharks and show them the real alphas of the ocean.
All right, everybody. Peace.